Day one of the 2020 school year in the Western Cape and other coastal provinces. It's not just us. The Minister for Education in the Western Cape government, Debbie Schaefer. Debbie, it all seems to have gone quite well as far as anyone can tell at this time.
Yes, Don, hi. Yes, fortunately, it has been pretty smooth so far. We just had a day where some parents tried to force their way into a school regarding placement, and it was dealt with very quickly by the district and the SGB assisted also, which is really good news. But other than that, it seems to have gone pretty well, yes.
Is there a report available, available yet of that terrible thing that we have to deal with sometimes, vandalism? So schools that pupils are going back to, which are not in the shape that they left them in at the end of the previous year?
No, not yet, unfortunately, because it's still too early for that. So we're still getting reports in from the district across the province, so we don't yet have a report complete on that yet.
And the scale of people without places?
Far better than before. Last year, it was quite bad. We've done a lot of work to try and ensure that we would like it to be naught, but unfortunately it isn't. Grade 1s, we still have 442 unplaced. Grade 8s, we have still 2,419. That was of the people who had applied last year, even though 32,000 of those applications were late. But we have put a huge amount of effort into that, and we're busy reducing that number by the day.
Okay, and I mean, I've had a couple of emails from listeners who either are having difficulty placing their children, or people who employ people who are having difficulty finding places for their children. And in some of those instances, one of the schools to which they applied is the school closest to where they live, and they think that should guarantee them a place in that school. But it doesn't quite work like that, does it, Aaron?
No, it doesn't quite work like that. Obviously, that is a factor that we do take into account, particularly if people appeal, but schools do have their own policies of admission. And the fact of the matter is some schools have more than the number of places available of learners who are in that particular area. So it's just not always possible, unfortunately. And we do also find that some schools are really, receive thousands, sometimes 1,000 or more applications, and they have about maybe 200 places. So it's really, really difficult. There is, of course, as I said, the right to appeal if people feel that they've been unfairly treated, but then they need to give reasons as to why they feel that is unfair. But either way, they still need to be assisted, in that broader vicinity.
And so I can write back to the people who've approached me and say, this is what you need to do. They need to approach their local circuit office, do they? Is that the first port of call if you haven't got a place for your child?
It's first of all, if at this late stage, they need to contact the district office, and the district office will then assist them from there.
Okay. And how do they find the details of the district office?
Are all on our website. It's really well marked. So you look under the alphabetical A to Z, under D, district offices, and all the district office details are set out there.
Thank you very much for coming back on to give us those details. So if you're in this situation, go to the WCED website, and the easiest way to find that is to Google WCED. You could get there via westerncape.gov.za as well, and then you can find the details for the district office, and you can take your case to that person.